Mishmish, your problem is very tricky, and I will just depend on pure and mere guessing. I have no clue what's in her head. Let me just guess. I want to highlight a few things from your email so that you can understand where I came up with this conclusion. So in your email, you're saying that you are from the second type of people, because before I said that there are three types of people. There are the people who say yes to premarital sexual intimacy, and then there are those people who say no, and we want to save ourselves, and they have this principle. And then there are the mess or the hypocrites. And you said that you belong to the second type, and that you want to save yourself for after marriage, and you want to be with a girl who is the same. Then you tell me that you fell in love with this girl 2 years ago and you told her about your feelings, but she was seeing someone and things were not okay. Then she broke up with that person, and about 3 months ago she opened up to you and she told you that the relationship is over and that she wants to be with you and so on. And then you told me that things were okay, and until your friends told you that she is still with the other guy and that she is still trying to figure out you or him. And you went and confronted her. Now, let me read this because this is very important. You said, I decided to face her, and you were surprised that she didn't try to defend herself or answer your question. She just got mad, and she said, as long as you let yourself hear what others say, then she did not want to be with you. And you got mad and you pressured her, and what shocked her was the words she told you, I am sorry, I made a mistake, and you can never trust me. I'm not a bad person, but everyone has his flaws. Now, those are her words that confused you. And you came to me now asking, what do those words mean? I don't know, I'm just guessing, and I told you I don't have enough information, but my guess, mere guess, that the mistake that she made, I'm saying again, I'm guessing, that the mistake she made is being with you. She feels that somehow she made a mistake by giving you a chance. She realized that you are jealous and that you will never be able to trust her because of the story of the ex-boyfriend, and that you will keep listening to what people say, and that you will keep pushing her and cornering her and asking her about all the previous history and so on. And again, I'm telling you, I do not know, and I do not want to jump to conclusions. So my advice for you would be, tell her that you emailed me. Tell her this comment and see what she has to say. And let's take it from there.